This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The group of concerned parents supports a call by the teachers' union for an update on education reform. Government moves to improve Barbados' hurricane early warning systems. The Animal Control Unit urges dog owners to properly secure their pets following recent dog attacks. And Bonaire moves to protect its coastal areas as an oil spill from Tobago enters its marine space. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Coordinator of the Group of Concerned Parents, Paula Ann Moore, has joined the Barbados Union of Teachers in calling for an update on the status of the education reform proposals. Ms. Moore said parents are concerned about the lack of official communication from the Ministry of Education. However, she remains hopeful that the ministry relooked several aspects of the initial proposals which parents were concerned about.
Parents have expressed deep concern regarding significant aspects of the initial proposals. We are also concerned regarding the lack of official communication on the status of the education reform proposals since the end of the town halls last year. The public was promised an ambitious timing where the education reform proposals were to be presented to Cabinet in January 2024. We can only presume that the deluge of rejection, particularly by parents and many educators, has caused the education officials actually to listen to their key stakeholders, and they have instead gone back to the drawing board to rethink a more feasible timing and structure.
She believes several aspects of the proposals are not feasible.
We have rejected as unfeasible the high and unjustifiable risk and cost of the destruction of the existing public school system, particularly at the secondary school level, the lack of prior budgeting, financing, and teaching resources, all critical to implementing the proposals, the lack of effective involvement of a diverse range of independent stakeholders, particularly parents and students, in the decision-making, and to ensure buy-in and the success of the proposals. We further trust also that the international consultants retained for this project truly understand the specific culture and needs of our island and do not attempt to sell proposals that have limited relevance to our environment.
Coordinator of the Group of Concerned Parents, Paula Ann Moore. Plans are underway to improve the island's emergency warning system ahead of a predicted active hurricane season. This was disclosed by Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, as he addressed several disaster and climate change experts at the Early Warning for All Second National Consultative Workshop. Mr. Abrams highlighted the challenges the region currently faces with climate change and the importance of building policies and having a resilient plan.
We'll be increasingly getting weather systems impacting Barbados, not in June, but as early as May. So for our practical reasoning, we have decided to treat the start of the hurricane season as being May 1st. So our systems for warning and our systems for action and recovery have to be as nimble as the weather is unpredictable. And for those who have been monitoring, you've been seeing the alerts in relation to Kickham Jenny. And mercifully, it is some activity going on there. It has not triggered anything more sinister. But we've had volcanoes, we've had the ashfall, earthquakes have been happening. In the first 45 years of my life, I went through perhaps one tremor. In the last 6 years, I've gone through about 5 or 6 in different places. That's saying something to me. Early warning is critical.
He stressed that more needs to be done to strengthen the island's early warning systems and is urging international organizations and donors to speed up financing ahead of the target timeline of 2025 to have the early warning systems in place.
Further to the passage of legislation, what is urgently required now is the acceleration of financing. We have been looking at targets in the things to do before the end of 2024, things to do before the end of 2025. I need us all to agree and commit to bringing forward those time frames. I understand international organizations and donors have a process, and it takes time from the concept of what it is that you want to lend or what the other party needs to actual realization of cash in an account that you can do something with or credit extended. right? We need to shorten those timelines. The urgency of it needs to be realized.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Large areas of land between Golden Grove and Church Village, St. Philip, were burnt as fire officers from the Bridgetown, St. John, and Worthing stations took more than 12 hours on Sunday to control the blaze. When contacted, Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard told Starcom Network News there were four fires in close proximity.
It was not one fire. Actually, there were four fires. There was one at Golden Grove, one at Vineyard, which is a couple kilometers from Golden Grove. It was one at Pollard's, which is up from Vineyard. And then the last one was on Webb Hill, which is above Church Village and below the Dodds Prison. We had two tenders attending to these four fires because how they were burning, we used counter firing to extinguish these fires. But they weren't as one big fire, but because it was in one specific geographic area, a couple kilometers apart, it appears as though it was one fire, but there were four different fires.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. Animal Control Officer of the Animal Control Unit, Allison Cattle, tells Starcom Network News that the government department believes some owners are not properly containing their animals. She urges dog owners to carry out weekly inspections of their premises for breaches, stressing that it's the owner's responsibility to contain their dog on their property. The animal control officer adds that owning a dog is a serious responsibility and emphasizes that people who own them are to protect the public from these animals. She stresses that dogs should not be allowed in public except on a leash and accompanied by a responsible owner or walker. Ms. Cattle also worries that not enough people are licensing their dogs, stressing that all dogs 6 months or older should be registered. Meantime, dog trainer Ras Simba recounted to Starcom Network News the incident where he was attacked by a dog while walking the street and urged dog owners to ensure their animals are trained.
On the 18th of January, I was walking along a popular main road and a gate was opened and two dogs came out and I was attacked. Because I knew how to deal with the dogs, I suffered what I would call minimal damages. I got 15 stitches around my right wrist area and some bites to my left arm. I want to speak about responsible dog ownership. Barbadians who own what we call guardian breeds, the bigger breeds, the German Shepherds, the Rottweilers, who have the tendency to be very protective of owner and space, need to get the dogs trained. My attacker was a German Shepherd, Akita, cross of those dogs. And if I didn't know what to do, it could have been worse and even fatal.
Dog trainer Ras Simba and former chief inspector of the RSPCA, Wayne Norville, is also concerned that some dog owners are not acting responsibly.
My way of dealing with this would be for stringent licensing of dogs. The same way you have to show a police officer your license and insurance if he asks you for it, I believe you make up your mind, you're taking your dog for a walk and exercise, have the papers on you to prove that this dog is licensed and that you're legitimate. By not having a dog license and against the law, you really need to do something about pressuring these people to do more to get dogs licensed. That is one of our biggest problems, not having people responsible for the dogs.
That's former Chief Inspector of the RSPCA, Wayne Norville. And finally, officials in Bonaire have activated the island's marine protection infrastructure as the oil slick from neighboring Tobago has reached their shores. Media reports indicate that part of the island's east coast have been contaminated with what is described as thick slabs of black dirt floating in the sea, much of which has washed up on the beach. Bonaire, as well as Grenada, are being threatened by the oil spill from a capsized vessel that was first spotted by Trinidad and Tobago's Coast Guard on February 7th. Government did not provide any comment on the situation. Recapping the headlines, the group of concerned parents supports a call by the teachers' union for an update on education reform. Government moves to improve Barbados's hurricane early warning systems. The animal control unit urges dog owners to properly secure their pets following recent dog attacks. And Bonaire moves to protect its coastal areas as the oil slick from Tobago enters its marine space. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest. With Starcom Network news at your fingertips, listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.